Hey, fellow listeners, question for you. Have you ever thought about having to start over in your career or in your personal life? Were you afraid to do that? What does that look like? Have you ever thought, one day I am going to achieve everything that I wanted to achieve with my business, and I know it's time to move on. I'm ready for a new venture. You're ready to lean into your next passion. And as they say in sports, you want to go out while you're on top when everything aligned and everybody was cheering for you. And you left on your own terms and not asked to leave. Look at the business that you worked for all these years, and you were their babbo number two. And purchasing that business just isn't in your cards because they want to retire. Have you thought about what that exit strategy looks like? Maybe you've had to start over in a new city, move across the country, move across to a new state, move just down the road. Have you thought about what that would look like? And if so, were you afraid? On today's episode here, episode 82 of the Be Fabulous podcast, I want to talk about don't be afraid to start over. Let's embrace growth for personal and professional success. We're going to talk about that right after this, my friends. So go grab your earbuds, grab that drink, and let's share some space together and talk about not being afraid to start over. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Be Fabulous podcast, a mindset and business growth podcast empowering creative entrepreneurs just like you. I'm your host, Bobby Brinkman. My goal here with each episode is to encourage and cheer you on with takeaways that motivate, educate, and celebrate you, the fabulous CEO of your business that I know that you are. I hope that we can challenge you and encourage you to continue to embrace what makes you fabulous, because my friends, you're the secret sauce. You are what sets your business apart. And when you show up authentically and embrace that, you're going to grow a business that not only do you love and that your clients love, but one that you're going to be proud of and one that will allow you to live the life that you deserve, because you'll be able to make an impact with your business. And as you all know, I love to say, when we do well, we can do good. I want you to remember along these episodes, we're going to have guests that come on, and I want you to hear their stories, hear their struggles, and also celebrate with them and their wins. We love stories here at the Be Fabulous podcast. I can't wait to hear more from you, the attendees and the listeners. I can't wait to share more of fellow creatives coming on. But also, I'm excited for the privilege to share with you some solo episodes that hopefully will inspire you, make you think a little bit, shift that mindset, and help you grow into the person and the business that you know that you want to be. So sit back for about 30 minutes, take some time, and thank you for spending some time with us. Thank you for investing and sharing space with me. Put those earbuds in. Let's get a little bit of education. Let's get a little bit of motivation. Let's celebrate what it's like to be creative entrepreneurs, because Lord knows we are a different breed, right? This is the Be Fabulous podcast. We'll be right back after this. All right, creative entrepreneurs and the fabulous listeners that we have here. As always, thanks for sharing space with me. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about starting over. And even though I am a motivational speaker and a mindset and confidence coach, now I have wanted to be doing that for a long time, full time. And this is the time. This is the moment. For many of you that follow along on my journey on Instagram or on the blog or just hear me speak elsewhere, you know that I recently made the decision to the public that after 42 years behind the camera, it was time for me to move on. And as I mentioned earlier, I wanted to go when I wanted to go. I didn't want to be asked to leave the industry. I didn't want to wear out my welcome, and a couple other reasons. But I had started coming to this decision back in 2020. Little did I know about COVID or anything else, right? None of us did. But I started thinking about this back in 2020. I've been blessed in my career to book 18 to 24 months out. So when, as they say, I was going to draw a line in the sand, I knew I had to be thinking about it. So I kind of started saying, hey, maybe 22, maybe 22, that'll be a 2020 would be 40 years, and I can't really wrap up now. We've already have clients booking. So let me start putting the plans in process.
Was it scary? Absolutely, yes. What was I going to do? How was I going to make a living? How was I going to support my family? How was I going to do anything? What was I going to find? And all along, as creative entrepreneurs, and we're all artists. I think anytime we create anything, whether it's tangible or a service, we're creative. We're artists at heart. And the financial side scared me, right? The financial side scared me, but also how was I going to replace that? Because I know I'm going to have to work. Like many of you, I will work till dessert comes on the day that I die. And hopefully good Lord says, all right, eat that last meal and here you go. And it'll be easy in that way. But I knew that I had this other passion. I've always loved coaching and mentoring others and been blessed to do that for quite a while. People have sought me out to do that. So, and I've been speaking in the wedding industry for the, you know, past couple of years anyway. So I knew that that would probably be the natural progression. That's where I was being called to do, where I was leaning into. But I knew that saying goodbye to behind the camera and the privilege it was to capture everybody's stories and these moments and the power of photography, that's what I love about the days, is watching everybody's stories unfold, watching the people interact. And for that one day, they forget about all their troubles and worries, and they gather together to celebrate. And I don't think there's few things that are greater than celebrating than love. I think celebrating someone's life is momentous, and I think it's deserving. But I also think that when you're there when a story starts, it's such a privilege. When a family history begins and you're capturing it, what a privilege. But my body was saying it was time. So I reached a stage in my career where I had to really start listening to my body and my health. And when it started overriding the joy and the fun, and I could run on adrenaline every single day on a wedding day, I got in the right mindset. I was ready to go. I'm that athlete, right? I know what I have to do and I had to get it done. But I paid the price by the end of the day and the next day. So my body was getting louder and louder saying, yo, yo, Bobby, we're hurting here. Let's start making a change. So I did that. So this, I came to terms with not taking any more clients in 2023. And I knew that it was time. I knew that it was time. I knew that I wanted to go when I was still on top, when I was still doing things, I was still able to do things. But I'd always promised myself that when it became more like a job and I wasn't finding joy in it, that I would start stepping away. I wasn't finding joy in the amount of pain that I was in the next day. And I was scared that would I be able to outrun that pain on a wedding day? What if I didn't stay 40 years in this industry to go out falling down or having an incident because my body gave out on a wedding? I never would want to do anything like that to a client's day and put any of my team in a position as such, or any of my wedding colleagues. So I knew. So we didn't take any clients for 23. I didn't take any clients for 23. We started referring them out, slowly started letting people know. I knew that by the time June 1st got here, I'd be making that decision. Some of you know that we had to make a big move across the country to from coastal Georgia to Arizona. It's a whole new lifestyle here. It's a whole new way of living here. And that was an adjustment. And I knew it was going to give myself 6 months to settle in and just see what I could do. And I knew the terrain here in Arizona. And even though I have been a destination wedding photographer and travel all across the United States and sometimes out of it a little bit, I knew that that was also the challenge. Showing up at different places, different climates, you know, different landscape, would my body be able to adapt to that? So that was also played a big role in how I made that decision. And I come to terms with that decision. And I'm very proud of my 42 years, friends. I'm very, very proud of my accomplishments. I'm proud that I stuck through. I battled personal things in those 42 years. I battled physical things in those 42 years. And as I always say to everybody, I never gave up. So that's success on its own. And in my definition of success, I have a successful career. I did what I wanted to do throughout that time. Could I always have done more? Could we always do more? Sure. But I knew that I was living a wonderful life and that I had an amazing business that allowed me so much time freedom, which is something that I love to teach on and encourage. Because money in the bank is amazing, but also being able to have time and have experiences and able to live life while having a career is something that I really want to help others do. I want people to believe in themselves and know they can do it and have the confidence to step away when they need to and have the confidence to start something else when they need to. So made that decision and here we are. And my body is thankful. I am still dealing with some health issues, but now I have the time to focus on that. I have the time to put my energy into healing and my energy into really fine tuning my educational presentations. And I'm able to now speak outside the wedding industry. With the travel, I don't have to put the added stress on myself to give back for a wedding. I had some clients sometimes that would worry that I was out speaking in the middle of the week and would I give back? As we all know with the travel world that we live in, that was a fear. And so I'm able to give that up. And that is much better stress to have no stress about traveling to make it back to somebody's wedding. My body's still adjusting. I am still healing. It is a work in progress. But mentally, man, am I in a much better space. Now, adapting here to Arizona is taking some time. This is a different way of living. This is a different way of everything here. You know, the new time zone, just a lot of things. So it was a lot to learn on. But I knew if I gave myself 6 months, settle in, that the decision would be clear. And it was. So, you know, officially, not behind the camera, not taking any new clients. And I told my clients, for those that are asking and interested, I told my clients I was here for them. That if that last daughter was getting married, I'd be honored. If that last milestone of their family, I want to document it. Because in 40 years, 42 years now, I have grown and built friendships and relationships with my clients. And those are the relationships that continue to have me be busy, continue to have me being booked, continue to have me be relevant, because they did the work for me. They told others about me and then others hired me. So I built that career of referral, that strong, strong foundation. So it was easier to step away knowing that there was still a few people that would call me when a milestone happened and everybody would cheer me on. They wouldn't talk me out of it. They were supportive. And the letters and the emails and the phone calls and the texts that I got about being proud of where I was and proud of what I've done and the privilege and the purpose that I brought into their lives meant the world to me. So I wanted today to talk about, I don't want you to be afraid to start over. And I want you to really embrace the growth time and that you can grow personally and professionally when you make a change. And I understand the power of starting over. And when we embrace these new beginnings, incredible impact is still going to happen. Our passion, our purpose, it's going to be new. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be something else. And you may find that that purpose and that passion that you were having in your other career will carry over, but in a different way. You're going to be excited again. You're going to be enthusiastic again. And you're going to be proud of yourself for all that you accomplished. And you're going to carry over that knowledge and that experience into the new thing that you're doing. When you feel called to do something, I think most of us started our creative businesses because we felt a calling. We also probably filled a void in the niche, but I do think that we had that passion lead us and we felt that passion to lead us. So it's critical to be bold and brave and take that first step towards your next chapter, just like you took the first step when you started. So let's talk a little bit about embracing the power of starting over. I know it seems daunting, but it holds an immense power. When you have the courage to let go of what no longer serves you or what may be causing you trouble or you're finding it harder to do and you create a space for fresh opportunity and growth, friends, you will be ignited. You're going to light that spark. You're going to be able to walk into something new with your head held high, knowing that you're going to bring that same level of confidence, that same level of expertise into the new thing that you're starting. Think of it like a caterpillar that transforms into this, you know, fabulous, beautiful butterfly. Your journey of personal and professional development requires sometimes shedding these old layers. Sometimes you have to start something new to really gain and find something in your past, or maybe starting something new will ignite something you're doing now. So maybe starting over is also starting something new. Maybe you've become stagnant or you've lost a little bit of that spark, what you're currently doing. And so starting something new or starting over in a new area or new creative space or something totally outside your zone will enlighten and sparken, and just something will be, oh my gosh, I realize this in this new place that I'm in and where I'm starting, and I can take this back into what I'm currently doing. And I found another way to elevate it or to excite it. So that's what shedding those old layers are all about. So just imagine you're blossoming all the years that you've been doing what you've been doing, whether it's 1 month, 3 years, 5 years, all those years that you've been putting in your energy and your time and your love and your passion, blood, sweat, and tears as a CEO of a business, right? All those things that you were doing help make you who you are today. They've what got you here, and they're gonna be what keeps you over. They're gonna be the traits that keep you moving forward. So in these next chapters, you can actually amplify the impact, because with every new chapter in your life holds the potential to make an even greater impact. Because as you evolve, friends, your skills, your knowledge, and your experience also grows, enabling you to contribute more meaningfully to your field, to your industry, and to yourself and to your clients. So I want you to embrace this excitement and curiosity that comes with exploring the uncharted territories. That's the part I think that's scary. But remember when you started your business? You back in the day, you maybe took a Yellow Pages ad out. I mean, I'm dating myself, right? But you hit push on that website and said you were in business. You told all your friends and family, this is no longer a hobby. This is what I'm doing. And that was scared. But that passion and that drive ignited you. That's what fueled your fire. That's what kept you motivated. So now you have a little bit of a head start. You know what it's like to start something. You know what it's like to boldly go where no one's gone before, right? You know what it's like to be in that spot of believing in yourself, of having confidence, of being brave, of taking risk. You know what it's like. So you have to just lean into that. You have to go into that. Because the excitement, the curiosity that comes with exploring these uncharted territories and these next steps are going to what will make it successful for you. Because you're carrying that enthusiasm over, that drive. Because you want something to succeed. You know that you still need to fill whatever creative space you were in or whatever you were doing before. Maybe you're going to do it while being a CEO of your business. And now you want to transfer into that. And so you're going to do one while you're building the other. But that excitement's going to be there. But you can't be afraid of that. You have to embrace this challenge and embrace this excitement. Remembering that success is not a linear path. It is a continuous cycle of growth and improvement. Passion and purpose, evolving and adapting. Passion and purpose, they're not fixed entities. They evolve and adapt as we do and as we grow. They're going to grow with us, and they're going to change because we're always changing, and we should be looking for constant change. Many of you know that I talked about just being 1% better than you were yesterday. We think about on our journey to being the best version of ourselves every single day, if we're just a little bit better than yesterday. And I mean better as in serving more, doing things for ourselves, doing things for others, caring more, be considerate more, compassion, those kind of things, right? If we do that every single day, imagine the journey and the path that we're going to have. Imagine the impact. So our passion, our purpose are going to adapt as we grow and we change. Embrace the idea that your interests are going to change over time as well. You may leave what you're doing now and not be afraid to start over. But if you're afraid to start over because you're trying something new, it's exciting. Maybe you're going to go from the creative world and go into doing something in the corporate world. Maybe you're going to leave being a CEO and go work for other people or do something else. So maybe that's what you're looking for. Maybe that's what you're going to be going to. Embracing the idea that your interests are going to change over time and just knowing that that is possible and that that's perfectly okay. So don't feel like you're stuck in a rut. Don't feel that you have to keep doing what you're doing. It's okay to start something else. And when you might be wondering, what would that be? Think hard about what is it that's interest you? Your interests have changed. Maybe you do want to do something totally different. Just don't feel like you're stuck in a rut and view change as an opportunity to discover new avenues and expand your horizons. By starting over, you'll allow yourself to align your pursuits with your authentic self. And that, my friends, will lead to greater fulfillment and success. I want you to be brave and I want you to be bold. You took those first steps. We talked about that just a moment ago. You took those first steps when you started whatever it is you're doing now. So starting over requires courage and resilience. But again, you have a head start on it. It is so normal to feel uncertain and fearful, but don't just sit in that fear. Take action. We know, if you've listened to the podcast and heard me speak, that taking action is what makes change. Taking action is what makes success. Taking action is confidence. So trust in yourself and your abilities and take that bold and brave step forward. Surround yourself with a supportive network of like-minded individuals who uplift and inspire you. Remember, that first step, while it's the hardest, it is also one that you took the first time, maybe the second time, the third time, and you can take it again. This time it's going to be more empowering. This time it's going to be done with more confidence. You still might be a little scared, hesitant. Just don't sit in that fear. I know you can do it, and you know you can do it. And like me, you're going to find a way that you're going to do it fulfilling. You're going to find something that literally makes your life happy again. And you're going to find something that fills the void of walking away in a different way. You're going to miss what you used to do. I'm going to miss the people. I'm going to miss telling their stories. But I will not miss, in full honesty, the pain of the next day. I will not miss driving home with ice packs on my knees and my back. I will not miss knowing that when I get to my hotel, I can't wait to get there and get into a really cold shower. And then know that the next few hours, I'm going to be in a lot of pain. I will not miss that. I will miss the stories. I will miss the adrenaline of working on the day, of doing the best that I can do for my clients so they have the best collection of memories from their day as they start their life story and their family history. I'll miss working with my fellow colleagues. I'll miss the adrenaline of the day and just the unknown. And no matter how well it's planned, we all know that things fall through the cracks. Life happens, weather happens. I'm going to miss the funny moments. I'm going to miss watching others in this industry surprise and delight and bring that wow factor. I'm going to miss watching them exceed and succeed and bring their passions to life. I'm going to miss watching others do what they do best and delivering it on that day and watching the whole story unfold and having the honor of documenting not just my client's story, but also the story and the work of my fellow colleagues. So I know that this is an empowering move, and I know that that's what keeps me moving forward. I am never going to be the best speaker. I'm never going to be the best motivator or the best educator. That's not a mindset thing. I don't strive to be the best. I want to be where I'm needed for the purpose that I'm needed for. I want to know that when I speak to people, it's because they need to hear something and I need to get back what I'm giving to them. I want to show up and I want to show off authentically for everybody all the time. I want to be what is needed when it's needed. I want to deliver a message that needs to be heard when it needs to be heard. I don't want to be the best at anything. I want to do my best for myself and for my clients. And if that's the best for them and if that's they interpret it as the best, then it's a win-win for all of us. I want to move into this next chapter as enthusiastic as I am right now, with the possibilities of being able to talk on stages, but being able to share space in small groups. I absolutely love small group round table where we roll up our sleeves and we get things done. We implement action, we take action, and we brainstorm. And we realize that we're not alone on this journey, this creative entrepreneurship journey, that we all run into some of the same problems. And that we also run into the same problems in our personal lives, that we're going through more in common than we think. When we share our stories, it empowers others to stay motivated. When we share our stories and our struggles, it empowers others to want to succeed and serve. That's what I'm looking forward to here, still being a part of people's stories, but just not capturing them, hearing them more, right? I want to be part of that, and I want to bring value to that. I want to know that what I want to do will serve others, and I'll be served by it as well. So I'm excited for that. As creative entrepreneurs, we have the incredible capacity to adapt, to learn, to grow. Embrace the power of starting over and recognize that each chapter holds the potential for even greater impact, allowing our passion, our purpose to evolve alongside with us. We're going to be bold and we're going to be brave and take those first steps. We're going to embrace the unknown, embrace the change. I want you confidence to soar when you make this decision. I'm working hard. I'm leaning into this next chapter. I'm confident that it's going to lead me somewhere. I know I'm where I'm supposed to be exactly right now. I share that with you often. You're exactly where you're supposed to be right now. I fully believe that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I don't exactly know what I'm doing or what the next page is going to hold, but I know I'm supposed to be here. And I know that I'm going to blossom and I'm going to bloom. And this next chapter is going to be helped with a different pen. It's going to be helped with a different version of myself. I'm still working like I want all of you to work on to be the best version of myself. And right now, I'm the best version of myself for this chapter. And I'm working to get even better at becoming more authentic and trusting and listening and leaning in to where I feel called them into. I'm learning to listen to myself more. I'm learning to listen to my body a lot. And in turn, I'll be able to share messages that will resonate with others. I'm just doing storytelling in a different way. So when you start over, I want you to realize that it's not a setback. When you leave on your own terms, when you want to leave, you'll cry, you'll be upset, but you're going to cry happy tears as well. You're going to cry tears of joy and empowerment because you have given yourself to your career, to your clients, and to others. So happy tears follow because you know you've given your best and you get to leave on your own terms. You get to leave because you're saying it's time. You're never really leaving. You're just writing a new chapter. Maybe you're starting a whole new book. It's a springboard to your next fabulous future. I want you to remember that. By embarking on a transformational journey of personal and professional growth, you're going to open yourself up to endless possibilities. So please embrace the power of starting over and let your passion and purpose guide you towards a future that is full of so much abundance, fulfillment, and joy. Thanks for sharing space with me today. Don't be afraid to start over, whether that's tomorrow, a month from now, or 2 years from now. And you may not know exactly what that starting over is or what it looks like, but I want you to know that you're going to do it. You have what it takes to do it, just like you have what it takes to do what you're doing now. You're meant for this, my friends. This is your moment. Whether it's a new chapter, grab a new pen, grab a whole new book. I cannot wait to see what you write on your next chapter. And I hope you'll hang along with me as I write mine. And I hope to see you somewhere on stages or at a conference or a small group. If you're needing a speaker to come and roll up your sleeves and sit with your group, please don't hesitate to reach out. I love talking to small groups. I love talking with small groups. I love sharing stories. Let's help each other in this next chapter. Let's help each other be the best version of ourselves right now at this moment. All right, friends, if you're looking for some mindset confidence coaching, I'm also here for you. You know what to do. Go to my website, bobbyrittman.com, fill out the form, and let's get you mindset shifted and let's get back your confidence so that you can continue growing your business, thriving business, and leading the life that you want. And when you're ready to start your next chapter, I'm here for you. All right, friends, thanks for sharing space with me. Remember, in case nobody has told you, I know how fabulous you are. Believe in yourself. I'm cheering you on, my friends, cheering you on. Till next time, have an absolutely fabulous day. Oh, thanks again, fabulous listeners, for sharing some space with me. I hope you found some motivation and encouragement. I hope you got a big virtual in your earbud hug from the podcast today. I want to remind you that if you are feeling stuck and you want to start taking strategic steps that align with your purpose and your goals, if you're ready to shift your mindset from being defeated to a winner, ready to make an impact with your business, if you're ready to start betting on yourself and regain that confidence that you need to move forward, if you're ready to have somebody gently nudge you past those roadblocks and remind you that what's right here is just getting you ready for your next chapters of your amazing fabulous business and your life story. If you're ready to get excited about your business and reconnect with your purpose, I invite you to reach out and do a discovery call with me. Let's find out if we're a good fit. Let's find out how we can work together. I can't wait to hear your story. I can't wait to hear your vision, where you've been and where you want to go.
A Fabo chat helps us for 1 hour. We can have a strategic business call that can just get you that mojo back, right? I will gently nudge you. My role as a coach is not to do the work for you, but to help you see the path that you're already on and to remind you that you're already Fabo. I'm just here to remind you of that. So reach out in the show notes below, bobbybrinkman.com. Make sure you reach out. I'm here for you. Send me a DM. However you want to communicate, let's get you moving forward. Let me help cheer you on. Let's work together because the world needs who you are. The world needs what you have to offer. And the creative industries that you serve, those clients are just waiting for you. They just don't know that they need you yet. Let's get you unstuck. Let's get you moving. I'm so happy you're here today. Have an absolutely fabulous day. Till next time, my friends, peace and gratitude.